Coming to you live from the Retroist Vault, Retro Radio Memories is on the air.
Hello, friends. I want to thank you for joining us once again for the Retro Radio Memories podcast. Yesterday just happened to be National Batman Day, and in all honesty, I attempted to get this episode out for that, but it just didn't work out. So, better late than never, I suppose. Our offering this week is an episode of the Batman Mystery Club from 1950, entitled The Monster of Dumfries Hall. This was actually the second attempt to get Batman and Robin their own radio show, who, as you probably know, had been guests on the popular Adventures of Superman radio series. The first try at securing a show for the dynamic duo was in 1943, in a lost pilot episode entitled The Case of the Drowned Seal. While the audio performance doesn't seem to have survived, we do at least have the script for the show, in which we find out that Robin's parents, besides being acrobats, were in fact FBI agents and were murdered by Nazi agents. For our 1950 episode today, and I'm going to warn you right up front, this was a pilot episode, and it wasn't picked up, so the cliffhanger is never resolved. However, I think that it's a nice bit of old-time radio, with John Emery playing the role of Bruce Wayne and Batman. If the pilot would have been picked up, it surely would have followed suit with what we hear in this episode. Robin and Bruce Wayne, who, by the way, is straight up revealed to the kids who have gathered for the Batman Mystery Club to also be Batman, regales their audience with a past adventure, making a point to prove that the supernatural doesn't exist and kids shouldn't be frightened of such stories. With the monster at Dumfries Hall, Bruce tells the children how he and Robin were invited by an old friend, Sir Alfred Dumfries, to visit his secluded manor, located on the moors, along with Lady Marsden and Sir Sidney Mordred. After dinner, the alter egos of the dynamic duo learn that it has been reported that Dumfries Hall is haunted. In fact, if Sir Alfred spends a night in what has been dubbed the Death Chamber in his own manor and survives, Sir Sidney will buy the place from him. This is a wager that Dumfries is willing to take, as he quite frankly needs the money. So join us on Retro Radio Memories as we pay a visit to the moors to see if we can catch a glimpse, with Batman and Robin, of the monster of Dumfries Hall.
By virtue of the authority vested in me, I do hereby call to order the 103rd meeting of the Batman Mystery Club. And now it is my privilege to introduce our friend Bruce Wayne, otherwise known as the Batman.
Thank you, Robin. Good evening, everybody. You've just heard Robin open the 103rd meeting of our mystery club. As you know, we gather together at this time each night to explore the supernatural and to tear aside the veil of darkness, to prove that ghosts and apparitions are only figments of man's imagination, to show that wherever there is mystery, it's been created by human hands. And so, with that thought in mind, I bid you all welcome to the mystery club. Since we have important matters to consider tonight, I move that we dispense with the reading of the minutes of the last meeting.
I second the motion, Batman.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Are there any questions from the floor? Yes, Richard.
I'm a little puzzled about something, Batman.
All right, let's see whether we can unpuzzle you. What is it, Richard?
Well, in our last mystery, you know, the one we finished Friday night, you told how the little man with the limp, I think his name was Mr. Willis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he swore that he saw the ghost of his brother when he visited that medium, Madame Safari. He wasn't crazy, was he?
Oh, Mr. Willis was quite sane. As a matter of fact, he was convinced he had seen his brother's ghost.
Well, did he?
Of course not. Madame Zafara, like most fakers, was very clever. Before setting up the seance for Mr. Willis, she managed somehow to secure a photograph of his dead brother. She had a plaster cast made, and using soft green lights, it almost looked like the real thing.
Gee whiz. Yeah, but what about the ectoplasm Mr. Willis saw? Wasn't that real?
Our ectoplasm doesn't exist, Richard. It's a word used by so-called psychic mediums as part of their phony mumbo-jumbo. It's supposed to be a ghostly emanation. In Mr. Willis's case, what he saw floating around the half-darkened room was a thin piece of white gauze suspended from a string. In his excited state, it looked like a ghostly emanation.
Oh, well, I think that clears it up. Thanks.
You're quite welcome, Richard. Now, if there are no further questions, we'll proceed to our story.
It's a new one tonight, isn't it, Batman?
Yes, Marilyn, a brand new one.
A ghost story?
Well, I suppose you'd call it that, Roger. It's about the monster of Dumfries Hall. All right, now, turn the lights low, Robin. That's better. Now, the story begins 3 years ago when Robin and I were in England. We'd been invited to dinner at Dumfries Hall, an old English country manor, the home of my friend Sir Alfred Dumfries. It was a wild and lonely night, with a storm brewing, and the fact that Dumfries Hall was located in the center of a barren moor didn't help matters any. There were five of us at the dinner table. Sir Alfred, charming Lady Marsden, gruff old Sir Sidney Mordred, Robin, and myself. We had just finished dessert and were engaged in conversation.
More coffee, Mr. Wayne.
Thank you, no, Lady Marsden.
Well, you may pour me another cup, by Jove.
Of course, Sir Mordred.
Oh, beastly weather. A beastly hole to be having it in, I must say. Had I known the weather was going to be as rotten as this, I'd have stayed in London, I declare. How are you standing it, Wayne?
Oh, it isn't the weather I mind, Sir Mordred. It's the fact that it seems to make this old baronial mansion so chill and damp. A wood-burning fireplace is decorative, but I'd prefer steam radiators myself. You were about to say something, Sir Alfred?
I was about to say that Sir Mordred, since he has far more money than I, can have those improvements put in after he buys Dumfries Hall.
Buy Dumfries Hall? Oh, I said you'd still expect me to buy this ruddy place, Alf.
You said you would if I proved it wasn't haunted.
Haunted? Gosh, is Dumfries Hall haunted, Sir Alfred?
Of course not, Robin. It's just that a silly legend has grown up about the place. A legend concerning a monster.
Now, look here, Alf, let's face facts, what? I need a country estate, and I'm willing to buy this place if you can assure me the death chamber is not haunted. By Joe, you know there's only one way to prove that.
That's exactly how I plan to prove it.
Sir Alfred, you don't really need
it. I most certainly do, Lady Marsden.
Oh, but you can't. Anyone who spent even 5 minutes in that room after midnight...
Listen to me, all of you. There's not one of you at this table who is not aware of the fact that I'm a poor man. Yes, a poor man. Oh, I have lands, estates, but they cost me money. They don't make me money. I've got to sell this place, and Sir Mordred says he'll buy it if I can prove Dumfries Hall is not haunted. Well, I intend to prove it tonight.
What's the...
Oh, nothing to alarm yourself about, Lady Marsden. There are wild dogs on the moor. Sometimes they bay and howl.
Yes, of course. Silly of me to be so nervous.
Well, as I was saying, I shall enter the death chamber at midnight and remain there until morning. I shall prove that the legend has no foundation in fact.
If you don't mind telling me, Sir Alfred, what exactly is the legend of this death chamber? I have only the vaguest idea.
Of course I'll tell you, Bruce. There's a room in this house which has not been unlocked for over a century. No one has entered it in all that time. Why? Because the last three people who slept in it died under rather mysterious circumstances. They were found stiffened by death into, shall we say, unpleasant shape.
And you propose to enter that room tonight, alone?
I do.
If these people died, as you say
they did. I don't say they did. The legend says it. Oh, I don't deny people have died in that room, but I am convinced they died natural death. The rest is distortion, old wives' tales that have become more distorted with each telling.
But, Sir Alfred, what of, the monster?
Oh, more of the same legend, Bruce. It's said that several of the people who died screamed out something about a monster. What exactly, no one ever knew. It is also said that a strange being has been seen prowling the corridors of Dumfries Hall. Well, I don't believe a word of it. I shall prove tonight that the hall is not haunted.
By Jove, Elf, you prove it, and I'll buy Dumfries at your own figure.
I'll prove it. At midnight, I'll enter the so-called death chamber. We'll unlock the door together, I'll go in, and the rest of you can wait outside. And you may be sure I'll come out alive.
midnight, Sir Alfred.
Yes, I wish you'd stop standing there and staring at me some more. It is as though you're seeing me for the last time. Nothing's going to happen, I assure you. I'm merely going to explode a silly and stupid legend.
Oh, look here, Alf. I'll buy the blooming place now. You needn't prove it's not haunted. I'll either keep the death chamber locked or call in a firm of London chappies and have the ghosts exterminated.
That's slightly extorting of you, Sir Mordred, but I can't let you do it. Now, look here. Everything's ready, so don't try to stop me. Here's the death chamber before us. Here in my hand is the ancient key to it. By George, they made them large enough in those days, didn't they? Yes, and the wild dogs are supplying just the right ghostly atmosphere.
Oh, gosh, Sir Alfred, I am scared. I hate to see you go into that room alone.
But don't fret your young head about me, Robin.
Sir Alfred's quite right, Robin. Yeah, but... He's just trying to prove what we've been proving for a long time, that ghosts do not exist except in the imagination.
Yes, of course. It's perfectly silly, that whole matter.
Oh, stop looking so glum, Mordred. This is a lark. I tell you what we'll do. I keep talking to you from inside the room. So long as you hear my voice, you'll know there's nothing wrong. And let's open the ruddy room. I'll just insert the key. So. Turn it. So. Turns easily enough, eh? Now then I'll just open the door. Now, if you'll just hand me that lighted candle, I'll go in.
Well, Alfred, by Joe, are you sure?
Oh, come now, not another word, Mordred. Kendall, thanks. Well, here I go. Wish me luck.
Good luck, old boy. Oh, I don't know why, but I have a feeling I could use a stimulant.
Nonsense, Mordred. Anyway, we must all of us stay here now.
Yes, and keep talking to Sir Alfred. Miss Alfred, everything all right?
Top hole, Bruce. Rather a musty old place, to say the least. Hardly enough air in here to keep the candle burning. But quite safe. Don't worry.
Gee, sir, is he going to stay in there all night?
Oh, no, lady. If he remains in there half an hour, it'll be enough. According to the legend, death always occurred between midnight and the half hour following. I say, Alf, quite comfortable, are you?
Oh, yes. Yes, quite. I'm enjoying it, as a matter of fact. Bring on your monsters.
It really sounds as if he is enjoying it.
Why shouldn't he? As he said, it's nothing but a lark.
Oh, that dog again. Every time it howls, my blood runs cold. Hey, by Joe, Alf, I'll drive aboard this place. The first thing I'm going to do is clear the moor of those blasted dogs. You care to take on the job yourself? You're a good shot. I say, Alf. Would you care to take on the job yourself?
Oh, he doesn't answer.
No. No, it can't be.
Just a moment. Sir Alfred, this is Bruce Wayne. Sir Alfred!
Not a sound.
Don't move anyone. I'm going in there.
No, Mr. Wayne, you mustn't.
Don't move, I said. Sir Alfred!
Mr. Wayne, what is it? What's happened?
Stay where you are.
Mr. Wayne, tell me what's happened.
I can't tell you.
Please let me go to him. I must go to him.
No, you mustn't go to him. No one can enter that room. All right, Robin. Turn up the lights.
Oh, what happened in the death chamber, Batman?
Well, I'm afraid we haven't time to go into that tonight, Jerry.
Been killed by a monster or a ghost.
Listen, how many times does Batman have to tell you to run, Oak?
Now, don't lose your temper, Robin. After all, Marilyn is a new member of the club. Be patient with her. All I can tell you, Marilyn, is this. No one else could have entered that room that night but Sir Alfred. There was only one door, and there were no windows. And yet, it certainly looked as if someone or something had slipped in.
But who?
Well, perhaps we'll find out at tomorrow's meeting of the Mystery Club. And now, since time is short, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Well, I move that we adjourn.
Second the motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Close the meeting, Robin.
By virtue of the authority vested in me, I do hereby adjourn the 103rd meeting of the Batman Mystery Club. The 104th meeting will take place tomorrow night at the same time over the same station.
Friends, I think it's fair to say that we are all as disappointed as the members of the Batman Mystery Club, the fact we will never get to hear the outcome of what has happened in the Death Chamber. For the life of me, I really can't figure out why the show wasn't picked up. It would seem the digest-sized length of the episodes would have been a natural fit for the younger listening audiences of the day. Still, a worthy old-time radio episode featuring Batman is a nice way to celebrate National Batman Day. Even if it's a day late. And friends, I think that about wraps up the show. I hope you will remember that you can listen to the Retro Radio Memories podcast almost every Sunday over at The Retroist. The podcast is available on iTunes, and I would really appreciate it if you could just take a few seconds to hop on over there and give us a rating if you like the show. It helps to get the word out about our love of old-time radio. If you have any comments or feedback for the show, you can reach me at VicSage@Retroist.com. The music we use at the beginning and ending of our show was provided by Peachy. If you have musical needs, you may contact him by email at Peachy@Retroist.com. A big thanks to the Retroist is in order, of course. When you need your retro fix, just hop on over to the Retroist at www.Retroist.com. Until next time, the Retro Radio Memories Podcast is off the air.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky, slam, bam, zowie and wham, four evil crooks came by. I was singing a song, drinking in sunshine, acting as friendly as could be. Crunch, plop, crackle and pop, they threw their curves at me. Somebody yelled, "Hey Batman, what are you waiting for?" With a zap and a crack, I began my attack. After that, they were flat on the floor. So I'm walking along, carefully watching, in case they should make another try. Zonk, pow, here they are now, out of an orange-colored sky. There goes the last of the villains, all of you crooks. I'll pursue every clue that'll lead me to you. I'll let you stay, but you must change your way. Anytime there's a crime, I'll be there. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. Scoot, scat, just like a bat out of an orange colored sky.
This has been a Retroist production. Goodbye, and we hope to see you next time.